We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Hilchos Erevin, Shin, Ayin, the halachas of who has to join together in the Eitz. This is on page 474, Reish Lamed Zayin Beis, finishing up Sif Ches. Mechaber had said, if someone's a guest in the courtyard, even in his own apartment, if he's not Derech Keva, 30 days or less, doesn't make a forbidden on people to Chatzar, and everyone's permitted. And that says Rama Haga, Vafilim Orchim Rabim, even if there's many guests, Balabais Echad, and there's one host, same halacha. Now, this specifically, if there's one permanent host, then the guests are secondary to him. But if they're all guests together, then make a forbidden on each other right away. That's two measures. Look later on. And regarding a non-Jewish guest, look later on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nun Zayin. Said that even if there's many guests, etc., they're also secondary to the balabais, but that's makancha. Basically, they become like members of his house. Sivkot nun chas. Daf if there's one balabais kavua, then they're secondary to him. But if guests together, there's only guests in the courtyard. It's one of these rental villas. Each one has his own private eating area. Like it says in Siv Gimel. Then sivkot nun tes. Then they make a forbidden one on the other right away. They give him the lekukan kavua since there's no one permanent. He should be secondary to him. So they're like the other homeowners. That courtyard was an individual courtyard. But if there were guests in the city, there are other Jewish courtyards, and the whole city is made an appropriate mavi with an air, so to speak, in the whole city. Then these guests are secondary to the host, to the homeowners that are permanent in the city. The Eirav Shasui B'tikim Mavoyz Kedin, because the city is made with appropriate Eirav, Yichashubi Kulik Chatzah Achas, it's considered like one big Chatzah, like we said, and therefore they'll be secondary to them. The Shar Tzion says that this is there in the Truma Sadesh regarding being surrounded with a wall. And the same thing is when it's made in appropriate Eirav. And he says, you know, the B'chayod is not sure that it's possible, that even in a city that did not have an appropriate Eirav, we also would say that the guests are secondary to the people of the city that are kavua, and they don't make it forbidden one the other to carry in the courtyard where they're staying for Shabbos. Says Shartzin, according to humble understanding, it's logical to be stringent in such a case because so much you don't say that they're secondary to them after that the courtyards of the city are not really associated to them at all because they're forbidden to carry in the city. So what's the difference? Why is it better than this individual chutz? Sivkot Zayin, make it forbidden zel zem one the other. Now, it's in the area where they're non-Jews, so then they have to also rent his domain, says the Magen Avraham, which the Shartzin Islam above says, and we don't say regarding this that they'll be secondary to the non-Jew that lives in that courtyard and they'll be considered like guests, like we said that they're secondary to the Baal Bais that's a permanent Jew. But however, if they are guests in a non-Jewish hotel, even though each one has his own room, the Adafram writes that for sure here they're secondary to the non-Jew and they don't have to rent from him his domain and they don't make a forbidden one the other. Pimagun writes that also by a non-Jewish hotel, they do make a forbidden one the other and they do have to rent his rishos. And the reason is because regarding a non-Jew, we don't say that the guests are secondary to him, and that's his and the proof of the Adafraim from Shin Pei Beis, you can reject because that's by Schir Likita, that's different than also what he brings with Magen Ram and the end of Shin Pei Beis regarding the halach of the boat. It's obvious that he holds like the Prima God. And they make a forbidden one the other miyad right away. That is a film Shabbos, even if they mean they're only spending one Shabbos over there, they need to make an Erev. When one of the members of the courtyard, they separate from there or they die. In the six paragraphs. Sif Alf says, the first paragraph. One of the members of the courtyard, Chenich Beser. Now, the dish number one brings a Hakdam over here. Gemara and Erevin of Pevav Maral, we find a Machlikis Tanoim regarding a Chatzar that has homes. You have to make an Erev to permit to carrying from the homes to the Chatzar or the other way around. And one of the members of the courtyard goes to spend Shabbos in another city and he doesn't give his portion to Erev. Number one, you have an opinion of your mayor. Whether if the one who went is a non-Jew, whether he's a Jew, it makes it a bit on people to chatzar. The reason for that, Rashi explains with him, is because a residence without the owners is still considered as a residence, and he still has to join the Erev, and it makes it a bit on other residents of the courtyard if he does not give his portion to Erev. Chaznesh asks that this is opposite the maskana of the Gemara over the Anaf Samavizim base. Number two, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that whether the one who goes is a non-Jew, whether the one who goes is a Jew, does not make forbidden. His reasons is because a residence without an owner is not considered as a residence, and he does not need to join the Erev, and therefore doesn't make it forbidden. Number three, Shitas Rabbi Yisi. If the one who goes a non-Jew, he makes it forbidden. If he's a Jew, it doesn't make it forbidden. Rashi explains that even though Shitas Rabbi Yisi is that a dira by a nachri, what goes is that he might come back on Shabbos. Number four, Chitas Reb Shimon. Whether in Jew or non-Jew, they don't make a forbidden. Even if the Jew goes to another chatzah, does not make a forbidden if he does not intend to come back to his house. La halacha, by Yisrael, we passing like Reb Shimon, that even when he goes to another chatzah and he does not intend to come back, it does not make a forbidden. By Nachri, machlekes Shulchan Aruch and Rama, as we're going to see later on. So that's what Mechaba says. Echem nechatzer shah hanich beisa. One of the members of the courtyard that leaves his house, valach v'shabes b'chatzaches, and he goes and he spends Shabbos in another courtyard. Afal ha'itzos mechala chatzer, even though it's near his courtyard, it's continued after Shlam etches, imesich melibay. If that he removes his thoughts from his intention, that it's ve'in da'ite lachzal l'beisa b'shabes, does not intend to come back to his house on Shabbos, or he's in Yisraelim, so it doesn't make it forbidden on them. But medvam, when we say this, be Yisrael by a Jew, avol eni who debet a non-Jew, avol ha'ach lishbas b'yaracharis, even if he went to spend Shabbos in another city, Yisraelim, he makes it forbidden on them, at yiskudu mimen mekrim, until they rent from him his place, if he's within a day's distance of a journey. It's possible for him to come back on Shabbos. But if he's further away, then it does not make a forbidden. Some say, even a non-Jew, even if he goes to spend Shabbos in another courtyard, it does not make a forbidden. That seems the primary, and the parenthesis of Yehudi b'Shabbos, if a non-Jew comes on Shabbos, I'm going to come on Shin Pei Gimel, look later on in Shin Pei Gimel. Mishpura Sibkat and Aleph, one of the people in the courtyard that leaves his house and goes to spend Shabbos somewhere else, the reason is why it's not a problem is because the residents without the owners, is not considered residents. Therefore, it doesn't make it forbidden in a courtyard. As the dirsha number two brings, that is, it's you're allowed to carry from the other homes to the courtyard, and also if this house. Even if this house did not join the Erev. Now, regarding carrying from other homes to this house, and so too from the Chatzar to this house, or the other way around, that's a machlekes Zaplaiskim. We discussed in Sharetzi and Shinai and Sivkot and Chavav. So it says the Mishmur, even though he does not give a portion to the Erev. Sivkot and Beis, that is Sheinich Beis of Holach, they left his house, they went to some other city, and he was Messiah from his heart from coming back. Ma'ari, it's too much Holachim called Beis of Misham, that he took his whole family from over there, Umibay Yemen, from before Shabbos. Which tradition number three says, it sounds like that if his family remains in the house, so they're going to make it forbidden to people of Chatzar, and he has to make him an heir with them. From this, you can learn out that if his family members are Mechal Shabbos, and the father leaves his house for one Shabbos, they'll make the heir forbidden. And that's how he's lengthy, and the Kunjas took an heir and save him in the Simcha. This is Mishmur further. Even if he leaves on Shabbos, if he's not coming back that day, Sivkot and Gimel. So the Mechaba said, when we say this by a Jew, but a non-Jew, even if he goes for Shabbos in another city, Yisraelim makes a forbidden on them, even if the Jews make it between themselves. Sivkot and Dal, if he's close, but if he's more than a day's day away, so then he's not going to make it for forbidden. Even though when he's far away, you have to be concerned, maybe during the weekday, you know, he's coming back from his vacation spot, maybe came up to close, and the Shabbos, he will come on Shabbos, we're not concerned for that. Sivkan, hey, the Yeshem say that Shigam Akam Achulah, even a non-Jew, if he goes to spend Shabbos in another courtyard, does not make it forbidden. I'm Bataz, look at the Taz Shakaza that he writes, that if the non-Jew generally comes back on Saturday back to his house, Aslakulam, and then according to everyone, it's going to be forbidden. Become married, it's Tamat Halach Ladas, Lishbash Shem Kol Yem. He had a mind to spend the whole Saturday somewhere else. Sivkat and Vav, that if he goes to spend Shabbos, Bachatzachet, another courtyard, he does not make it forbidden. I'm Bar Alacha, and the Maschal B'chotzer should be Aaron B'shem Kam Paiskim that we explained Nimim in the Paiskim the Inlach. One should not be Lin Yikim Be'er Aches unless another city. For Le B'chotzer not another courtyard. Sivkot and Zayin, and but if he goes to spend in another area, Inlach does not make it forbidden. Can maybe Yisrael Shalach Lishpes Barakamach like a Jew that goes to spend Shabbos somewhere else. Basically, be Mimidirasa and he removed his intent from his thoughts from his residence. Shachashivin Kilei Nidoshem by his Shabbos like we could say as if he doesn't live there that Shabbos. Which Sharetzin is, hey, the business from Nachrein. Mrs. Navoid Zekodesh, the Rashi writes the reason that, could in truth, the residence of a non-Jew is not considered as a dira. It's only because they that you might come to learn from his actions, and they weren't guys. Only when he's in the house, and not when he's spending Shabbos in some other city. V'alacha, the Maschal Kavua, that we said that even if there's many guests and one homeowner, but dafk if the balabais is one that's kavua, then the guests are secondary to him. Says, look at Trumas Adesh, and it's obvious over there that even the guests that are staying Shabbos in homes that don't belong to this balabais kavua that there is over there, rather than someone else who doesn't live over there, whether a Jew or non-Jew. Even so, we say that the secondary to the balabais who lives over there in the chutzah b'kviz and does not make it forbidden They don't make a bid on him. That's how the Shulchan Aruch writes. It says, you should know that, just like we say, that when he lives in one house in the chatzar, he's secondary to the other homes, and does not make a bid on them to carry in the chatzar. So too, if the guest is bending Shabbos in a chatzar, even though in that chatzar there's no balabais over there, but the city has a citywide Erev, he's secondary to the other chatzars that there are over there, balabatim kavuim, and does not make a bid for them to carry in the city square, in the streets over there, because the city is made like an appropriate Erev, it's considered like one big chatzar. That's obvious in terms of additions, and it's brought later on, the Simchin Tzaliyah, the base. The maskal oisim zezam yad, but if only guests is no balabais kavu, then they make a forbidden on one another right away. This halacha the Ramah takes out in the Chumash and Shin Bei Beis from the sugya of Samachim Beis. In the story of Shlakish, went to that pundik, the hotel, based on what Tosfos writes about the Davsan Vav, look over there. According to this, it sounds like they even went out rental just like a guest, and they could remove him. Like that story that a balabais was not there at all in this house, and also there wasn't any one of the members of the household over there, like where Tosfos writes over there to rent from him. Even so, they make a forbidden one or the other. Hope Nishma Zodim does not write like this, and Sarchian on him from the sugya, look at Biagrad that he writes a source for this halacha from Shin Samachosa Beis, from the halacha of Svina and Oyalim. According to this, it would be possible to make the halacha of the Nishmasad. In the Maskal Shnich Beis of Halach, Shinayin Aleph, we said one of the members of the Chatzar that left his house and he went to spend Shabbos somewhere else. So he's looking at Shabbos Subkot Beis, what we wrote there, it's talking about where he left before Shabbos. That's what the Torah writes. Even though Mogen Ram writes that the Torah is lav davka, not precise. Same thing is if he would leave on Shabbos when he's Mesir Das, not to come back today. It means a riot for a proof of his words from this that he passed against Sevdal regarding someone who dies on Shabbos did not make an Erev, where the Yerush did not come on Shabbos to live over there, that it's permitted. There also the halacha is not unanimous. The Rashman and Fah disagree on this, and the Vilna Gaon already hints to this, and the way we bring later on the Bialacha. Even if you hold it with it, like depending on the Torah and Shulchan Aruch to be lenient, it's also not a proof to what we're talking about over here. Looking at Sev Meir, that differentiates very simply, because over here, where he's alive, and every moment he has the ability to come back, so he can't have the reason to abuse that Kfar Sim Aliboy, that already removed it from his intention. That's only when the guy goes to spend Shabbos before Shabbos starts. That's what Rashi writes in the Memzayin explicitly. That's somehow from before Shabbos. And so also in the Sefer Goyen Yaakov, his opinion is that the Torah is precise when he says Meboidem, that he left from before Shabbos. It was right. Another reason that's a nice reason to differentiate, that's not similar to Zavdal, where there's tomorrow he dies in Shabbos, because over here where he's alive, so he acquired the Shlisa, his Shabbos residence, after Shabbos already started. So that doesn't get uprooted from here when that he goes, the remaining part of the Shabbos away to be somewhere else. So the Rashman and Tfar write explicitly in our context that specifically when it was from before Shabbos. Now, even though you could push, reject, and say from them there's no proof because they're stringent also over there in Zavdal regarding when he dies. However, since we find for three of the Rishonim, Rashi, Rashba, and Ritva, that read explicitly that it's somewhat specifically from before Shabbos, it's logical not to be lenient when he leaves on Shabbos. He says, I saw in the Rabbi that he writes to differentiate the Torah Tumah in general. Never he says, but if he explicitly is Masich Das, not to come back on Shabbos, it would be effective even on Shabbos. Now, truth, in general, regarding one's daughter, it's as if he was Masich Daita explicitly, as written in the Pesachim, and even so, the Torah writes, notice this that he writes that we find something in Avodah Zakeidish, says the Bialacha, there's no proof for this. Because this that he writes in Shadal Is Gimel, that the Masir Das from his heart explicitly helps even by his son and others, that's talking about what he left before Shabbos. He says, you should know, because he paskins afterwards in Lai Zayin regarding someone who dies on Shabbos and not make an Erev, even if the Erev does not come to live over there in Shabbos, it can be forbidden the whole Shabbos, because since it's forbidden from some of the Shabbos, the whole thing becomes forbidden. If that's the case, it's obvious in our situation, in all cases, we need Dafka from before Shabbos, if not, it's Aser. And so the Rashi writes explicitly in his Kedushim that it needs to be Dafka from before Shabbos, because if not, since it's forbidden some of the Shabbos, it's forbidden the whole Shabbos. According to this, it's clear that not to differentiate between in general or when he's explicit Masech Das, and therefore it seems partial not to be lenient when he goes on Shabbos, unless in the present situation maybe could be so he could rely on the Pindah Magen Ram when he's explicit Masech Das. The Maskal Masiach, we said that if he's Masiach Malibai and does not plan to come back, does not make a forbidden on them. Now, even though in the Sugya it's brought that this is specifically his daughter, but a son, no, and for sure someone else, the Sugya that's Tumah in general. When they say he's going to spend Shabbos by his daughter, then he's Masiach Das from his Dira. And by his son, not because he might get in a fight with his daughter-in-law, he might end up coming back home. But if the Masiach that explicitly from his residence for that Shabbos, for example, they ask him and he says, yeah, I don't plan to come back for the Shabbos, then it does not make it forbidden, even if it goes to spend Shabbos by his son and even by someone else. Now, if it's not Masiach Das, for example, they heard from him that he said, I plan to come back on Shabbos, I'll walk back after the Suda, then even if it goes to his daughter, is going to make it forbidden because we can say that as if he's still in his house. This is all explained in the words of Rashi, but it's not logical that the Rambam would also agree that even by his daughter in general, that we'd say Masiach Das, because if not, then what would be Mechalik and the Gemara between Bitl Ibn Ayy? Rather, just he's saying in general that if he's Masiach explicitly, that's affected by everybody. That sounds like Biagra. Now, Tez Shabbos sounds like that the Rambam, there's no difference between the daughter and others. That's also, according to him, the pin what the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here. That's not correct. Because all the Rishonim quote the teaching of the Gemara that there is a difference between his son and his daughter. It's logical that the Rambam also would not disagree on them. Rather, he's just saying in general, the way Vilna Gaon writes, that that's affecting my others, and the son, when he's explicit about it, as we said in the name of the Avodas HaKodesh. In the Masa Mechatzah Acheres, that the Yeshayim said that even by non-Jew, the ghost to spend Shabbos in a different courtyard does not make it forbidden. Look at the Bach, that it brings, the Tosfos disagree on this, and that's the sounding of the Torah, that Dafke goes to a different city, related also by a non-Jew, but not by another courtyard. Pesach Resh writes like this explicitly, he says afterwards, I found the Beit HaKodesh, it's obvious also like this, and also the same becoming the sound of wonders on this Pesach, because enough that we should be leaning like the opinion of Yehuda, where the Rush writes, and he's told by another city, but not by another courtyard. However, in the Raz, that's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, his opinion is like this, that even by another court doesn't be permitted, and it seems like his logic is that we're leaning two leniencies. We hold like a Behuda, that a Jew and a non-Jew are equal regarding this halacha, and we also hold that another city, another courtyard are the same. But at least, he's just a Das Yachin. Because Tosfos, the Rashi, and the Torah disagree on this, and specifically according to the first opinion, that non-Jew old cases have been in, because after I found Beis Meir, that it brings also another a proof from the Rash, that by non-Jew, we don't say Masiach Daite, and if by another Chatzir, it's as if he's still home, and therefore according to him, he holds that this teaching from the Rash actually a Tosfos scribal error. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 46. If there is a Balabais Kavua, in a house in the courtyard, but only for Achila, and he doesn't sleep up there. Shuvas B'Tzal Chacham writes that the Makam where he eats is Ikadira, and therefore the guests are going to be secondary to him, even though he doesn't even sleep up there. And just like to make it forbidden, the people of Chatzar, the Shulchan Paskins, and Siv Hey, that the Makam Achila is Ikar, so too over here. This is number 47. In our times, the Shuvas Ginsburn writes, there is Makam to be Makal regarding the Schiris, that even from someone that lives in Bekvias with the Nachrim, because the whole time kind of Schiris renting the area was only so that the Jews don't live with non-Jews. In our times, where we're totally assimilated, scattered amongst the non-Jews, our whole parnasa in them, we don't have our own inheritance of fields and vineyard, halavai, that when we get mixed amongst them, we find a little favor in their eyes, and that we get some of our parnasa, like barely meager, what we need, and it comes out that the Gezer Chum is very weak in our hands. If that's the case, something would be, by guess, there's Mokim Mimekel, not without renting his property. Havala Maisam, he didn't have it in him to be lenient on this, and look also in Shubat Zom Rosh, the writer says, there is Mokim to Mekel regarding this for these reasons. However, from the Stimus, all the places, it seems that there's no difference between our time and time as a Gemara, Pashu cannot be Mekel on regarding this, and that one would have to rent the non-Jews property. Look at written Shubat Teres and Sal, Simulam Gimel, Bis Meir, at the end of Shembe Beis. This is number 48. Pinchas Nesh, that Jews are not secondary to a non-Jew, and you have to rent from him his property and to make an heir between themselves. And that's what in Shuvat Mechaz Yitzchak, he just writes, in a pressing situation, you can rely on what's written in Shuvat Chaim Shol, that Jewish guests are buttled to the Baal Bais, that's a non-Jew. That's also Kitzchak Shulchan Aruch, equate someone who's a guest by a non-Jewish host to by a Jewish host. Shuvat Zal Chach, but it's lengthy to prove that Jews who live by Nachri by rental, let's say a hotel, they make it forbidden, they're not buttled to him, but when they're guests by him, just by borrowing, they don't make it forbidden because they're considered guests of the non-Jew. This is number 49. The Be'er Halacha said that the Urchim are secondary to the Baal Bais. Now, according to the words of Be'er Halacha over here, regarding a guest, that you don't need Dafka, the Baal Bais that lives over there, as long as lives some Jew that's Bekvias, they're secondary to him. So Reb Nosson Kupchitz writes that according to the Vilna Gaon that's brought in Be'er Halacha previously in Siv Gimel Dim Masl Einam, that a resident that you can remove is always considered like a guest, so you don't need Dafka, the Baal Bais that can remove the one that lives over there. Rather, lives over there some Jew Bekvias, so he's going to be secondary to him. Dish number 2, number 3, oh, we said that also, addition number 4, Pinchas Nesh is that if someone goes on Shabbos, so the ones who remain cannot carry because of their Erev, because since the Erev did not take effect by Bein Hashmashas, I mean, on this halacha, like the Mishnah said to me, Mikkel, even when he leaves on Shabbos, says that if he left on Shabbos, then since he didn't join the Erev, so that didn't take effect. Addition number 5, if the person was not Masir Das explicitly from coming back, so Chaznish is lengthy to discuss in the words of the place regarding this. So he comes out that if he goes to another Chatzah in that city, he has to be Masir Das explicitly from not coming back so that it doesn't make it forbidden. If he goes to spend Shabbos in another city, even Stam, even unspecific, it's considered like he's Masir Das from coming back and he does not make it forbidden only if he had explicit in mind to come back. Dish number 6, if the non-Jew is far away, more than a day's distance, but he could get there one day through a plane or through a car, Kavachem writes, that someone comes in a boat of fire, is considered like he's far away, even though he could get there in one day. Just like regarding Berchus HaGomel, regarding Avelis, from when you count 30 days, it's not like you're considered like you were nearby. On the other hand, he brings that the Meskeres HaZav on the Kitzes Shachanach, writes that there are those who disagree regarding this, and they hold that even if he goes somewhere far away, many parts of it, but if you get there one day, it's considered like close. However, even in such a case, it would still be considered as Malkim Karab. It's only forbidden according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Acharas Mishnah Berurah, and not the city, it's permitted, even if you get there in that day. So then here also, obviously, it would also be permitted. Dish number 8, Chaznish holds, which written in Shein Halachas, that it would seem that even if in the beginning he had a mind to come back, however, it's permitted as long as he didn't come and he's still in another city. However, that's dafka if he comes after the student is permitted. But if he tends to come back for the meal, it's considered that he lives over here and makes a forbidden. However, the Valdemar of Kopshitz, Amasikin is where it's written, all the Miskonis, Dibir Chazanish, is that as long as he intends to come back, it's going to be forbidden. Dish number 9, Chaznish is inclined la halacha, not to be lenient only if it's another city, not another courtyard. Dish number 10, that the Mechaber had said that. The Yashem said that even a non-Jew goes to spend Shabbos in another courtyard does not make it forbidden, which is like Shita Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah, which we spoke about in the introduction to the Siman. Now the reason why the Paschal like him, the Rush writes in Erevin, the Mordechai, because Allah is like the opinion of the lenient opinion regarding Erevin. The Rush adds on that even though that we have a general rule that Machlik is Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yisi, Allah is like Rabbi Yisi, but Erevin, Allah is like him, because Shmuel already says wherever Rabbi Huda teaches Allah and Erevin, Allah is like him. The goes in Taisis, what they write regarding this opinion of Rambam, which is the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, is Allah like Rabbi Yisi, opposite Rabbi Huda, even by Erevin with Mark Mishra writes. There's number 11 that just like a Jew that goes to spend Shabbat somewhere else and is Maseich Liba from his Dira, we consider like, as if he doesn't live over there. Now it sounds like that's what Mishra is trying to say, that by a non-Jew also is what the Yashem is trying to say. The reason why he does not make a forbidden is because Maseich, he already removes his thoughts from his residence. Chaznish wonders that a non-Jew doesn't apply this reasoning, because according to Rabbi Yisi, the non-Jew makes a forbidden because he's not Maseich his thought from his Dira, and it's not logical Rabbi Yehuda would disagree on him regarding this. Rather, the reason Rabbi Yehuda is because a Dira without residence is not considered as a Dira. By Yisrael, the Chav made a forbidden because he might come back, but by Nachi, the make Adin, this Dira is not a Dira, as the Sharatin Sev Kontesa Nim Rajba, so they weren't Geyser. Rabbi writes that if he has a mind explicit to come back, it's not considered they uprooted from his house, rather, it's considered like as if he still lives over there. So therefore, it's going to still be a problem. Dish number 12, regarding a non-Jew who goes to spend Shabbos by his daughter, Chaznish writes, it's possible that since by non-Jew, the reason not because of a Siach Das, right, because a residence without Baron is not considered as a residence, so therefore, even when he goes to his daughter, it's like as if he's by his son. However, if her house is close within a day's journey, then even if he did not have a mind initially to come back, if he comes back, he's going to make it forbidden.